All right, ladies and gentlemen,
the Cougar with PD Nature radio show is brought to you and sponsored by Stanky Farms, LLP, driven by passion and pride, premium pesticide-free CBD products, 269-888-5300.
All right. Well, how y'all doing out there? This is Orlando Presents, man, just chopping it up. We're about to get this thing started. I'm so excited, and it's bittersweet. You know, this is my last show, but it's kind of funny. I'm doing my last show on the same platform that I started off with, right here on URN, Unified Reach Network, and I'm doing my last show with my homie, my buddy, somebody that's been rolling with me since I've been doing radio, man. So I'm so excited about how things are transitioning, how things are going, because my man has been doing his thing like crazy with the radio, just took it and ran with it. My man, Freddie Cole, I'm telling you, if y'all have not listened to PD Nature and his music and his shows, y'all need to do so, man. My brother has been taking it off and running. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the different shows and the different people that I've had the pleasure in speaking with and everything. But right now, we're going to get into a little bit of music because we got some music in the queue. So I'm going to see if I know how to still do this. But this joint right here is by Zay Hill. It's called Green Light. We're going to check this out, and we'll be right back with more RYC Praise, the final show of Orlando Presents. And we'll have my man Doctrine on right after this. All right? Take it easy.
I feel like I am a top. I feel like I am a cop. Got the whole game on lock. Got the whole game on froze. The Elsa she brought in the snow. They are true cause the blessings are closed. Put it back in this game like I'm Dan Marino. But I'm running the ring like I'm Boyan Rigo. Ain't nobody but singing like Valentino. How he rose from the grave, caught that three burritos. I'm seeing the light and it's changing. That signal he gave me the goal. Calling my team and we jumping. It's time that they off in the nose. Game on go. Me and my bros, oh, yeah, team never fall, yeah, green light go, oh, yeah, gang on go, hey, me and my bros, oh, yeah, never fall, yeah, ready for more, green light go, green light,
yeah. Dante,
hey,
hey, it's time to come out right now. I really can't stop right now. Green light, stay on go. They probably why my chain on froze. Crash gang with I'm ripping, and I know my gang won't fold. That's why you go so hard. I told them I really don't know. Young person bringing that heat, but lately I've been feeling so cold. Connected to the money like a magnet. Psycho on the beat, don't stab it. Type on the beat, close captions. Life on the beat, no flabbing. Safe flight, private jet, no landing. Young goat in the making, no planning. Hey, hey,
gon' go. Yeah, me and my bros. Oh, yeah, team never fall. Yeah, green light go. Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, we are back. We are back with more RYC Praise with your humble host Orlando Presents. Man, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. At first, when I got started, I was a little nervous. I'm like, man, why am I so nervous? But that's okay though. It's my last show, you know. And people have been asking me, is it your last show for good? Are you gonna come back? Things of that nature. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what God is going to lead me to do as far as come back or not, but I know what he is leading me to. He's already manifested that, and he's already shown me that that's exactly where I should be and what I should be doing right now. So, but I always, like I tell folks, I'm always going to be supporting the artist. The indie artist always will be supporting you. You put out banging music, I'll buy it. You put out banging music, I'll share it. So that's never going to change, never going to change whatsoever. So no worries on that. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I got to introduce you to my man, 40 Grand. This brother has hosted his own show. He has ran his own label, which he still has. He has ran his own podcast and things of that nature. I mean, the brother has been doing his thing, man. I love him to life. This is my man, Doctrine, doing his thing. Let me correctly introduce this brother. He is the certified Doctrine. If you don't know, now you know. You see the check by the brother's name. What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Like I said, bittersweet tonight. Bittersweet, but it's all good. How are you doing?
I hear you. I'm blessed, man. You know, it's been all like right. a two-year hiatus. I haven't put anything out in a while, and you know, it's strange getting back into everything. I mean, when you said you were nervous, I'm sitting there, I'm right there with you, bro. I'm a bit nervous myself.
It's all good, man. It's all good. We're going to work it out together, man. That's why I'm glad that you told. Well, before we jump into the single, bro, let's let the folks know a little bit of backstory about you, just in case if nobody heard of, you know, Doctrine before, just in case. If they've been living underneath a rock or something, let them know what, you know, what have you been doing up until this point?
Oh, man, he's asking the whole story. Okay. back in 2013, when I heavily got into music, and I'll make this long story short, I ended up dropping my first album, and I threw it up on YouTube and hoping to get, like, the best feedback, but I actually got the worst feedback compared to what I've been getting lately. And I called that title, or I called that album, It's Only the Beginning. The second album, Eclipse, is actually when I met you, bro. You heard some of it and reached out to me, and you are the man who actually gave me my first live radio interview, and you played my music on your network. I mean, when you approached me, I'm like, you want my raggedy music on your network? I was like, wow, there's got to be candid camera somewhere. But no, man, you definitely gave me my first interview, and you know, that's a day that I'll never forget, man. That's something that's going down in my personal history books, bro. And from there, you know, I've just been releasing a couple singles a year up until now. This is my new single. It's like the Return of the Doc is what I'm phrasing it. It's my return to music, and, you know, we're going stronger than ever, bro.
Amen. Amen. Now, one thing that I love to ask artists, man, and it doesn't matter how long you've been doing music, what keeps you motivated, man? I mean, because me, myself, I know your ins and outs. I know what you've been through. I know we've even had an hiatus, whereas we didn't talk for a little stretch of time and everything. But what kept you motivated to keep going? Because I love the fact that we know each other so personally, and we've spoken to each other. We've spoken to each other late nights. So we do know each other. So that's why I feel good about asking you that question. What kept you motivated all these years?
Man, you know, as of recently, I can honestly say that I'm starting to recognize that music is kind of like my diary. It's kind of like my personal outlet. And when I get new music that I hear other people doing, it motivates me because I realize that music holds no bounds. We all go through trials and tribulations, no doubt. But for me to be a born-again Christian and using my outlet to represent Christ with what I do, I can also use that as an outlet to really get my feelings out there. And hope that my feelings can impact the next person one way or the other. Between that and I want to phrase this the right way. It's between that and my strong desire to impact or influence somebody's life by planting a seed that would give them a closer proximity to Jesus Christ. So
Amen.
If I could actually
Amen
help somebody
today,
on their journey, that's my main goal.
I mean, that's what it's all about. Regardless of what you're doing, you know, within the genre of CHH or gospel rap or whatever, that's what it's all about. You know, being able to
Absolutely.
Be a disciple and lead people towards God, not towards us. Because a lot of people are getting that misunderstood and misconstrued that it's to us we're leading them. No, we're trying to lead them to Christ, but just through the music Christ is blessing you all with.
Absolutely, man. And, you
know,
I can honestly say that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Well, I was going to say, I can honestly say that it's people like you as well that motivate me because, like you said, we know each other personally. And, you know, we've actually had really heart-to-heart talks before. And to know the kind of struggles that you've been through, the kind of trials and tribulations that you've been through, but to see you still staying strong in the Lord, that generally, and or not generally, genuinely, sorry, that genuinely motivates my heart to get closer to God, and it personally touches me because it's, lack of a better term, a beautiful sight. You know what I mean?
Amen. It's all God, man. It's none of me. It's all God because it's been many a times that I wanted to stop this a long time ago,
yeah.
But God has always told me you want to stop for the wrong reason. And that's the thing. A lot of artists always said, oh, I need to quit or, oh, I need to stop doing this. But the thing is that God telling you that you need to stop or is that your fleshly heart telling you that you need to stop? Because certain people may not be liking your music as much. Certain people may not be liking your posts as much. So you're starting to get, starting to get within your flesh and say, oh, I need to stop this. I need to just quit. Or evidently this isn't what God told me to do. No, that's not accurate. It's just that you need to ride your time out. Let God speak to you. Let God continue to, you know, lead you to where he needs you to go. If he wants you to stop, he'll stop you and have you doing something else that will still make an impact to his people.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, if you fall into that flesh and end up following it and you just quit what you're doing, everything you've done was for naught, and the people that really need to see what you're going through and how you're handling it to get that seed planted in them to grow into a tree of faith, they won't see it because you gave up. You followed the devil and you fell for it. The devil wants you to stop
Amen.
Doing what you're doing at any cost so that you won't help the next person find Christ or get closer to him. So you're absolutely right, bro. Amen.
Yeah, you're right. Now, let's jump into some other stuff, man. I mean, because looking at you, and I say this all in love, bro, and I say this from the beginning when I first met you, you're a different cat. You're a different dude. You walk to a beat. You walk to a beat of a different drum, and I love it. Definitely. Everybody looks at Andre 3000, and they look at him and they say the same thing. So what kept you on your unique individual path and not really changed for anybody? Because I remember sometimes that you used to ask me, should I put this on or should I do this? You know they're going to say this. But I was like, dude, do what you feel. I mean, dude, that's their problem if they can't accept you. So, how did that all come about? How did you get your uniqueness?
Man, when I started actually doing music, I was starting to really delve into K-pop, which is Korean pop music. and I started really delving into Korean rap as well. And the one thing I've noticed, and this, I'll give you a quick story. I was at a coffee shop looking for new music on YouTube, making playlists, and I found this dude with blue hair teamed up with this dude who's wearing Mickey Mouse gloves, and they were just rapping in the Korean language. Couldn't understand them, but just, you know, listening to their presentation and watching the video, I thought they were never going to make anything. You know, I thought they would never have a fan base. And then it turns out that 3 days later, I'm actually singing it in the shower. But their presentation, the way they could actually add a little bit of singing into it, also rap melodically, kind of like Nelly's, and delve into a hardcore rap. It's like that really inspired me to be different, because I realized that music, you really could be different. You could be yourself. You don't have to follow the trends. And so I took, at that point, I was already able to rap in an Eminem style. So, you know, I can literally rhyme with just about any word. I haven't found a word I can't rhyme with yet. But mixing that with what I've learned from Korean music style, it's like somehow I blended those two and developed my own style. So a lot of people say they can't put me in a category with somebody else. But in the end, I think it's just those two general styles combined that allows me to be myself and definitely stick out in the genre.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Definitely do that. Now, for independent artists and everything, I was, you know, joking around about, you know, you're verified and things of that nature. That's a huge accomplishment, you know, for any artist. But for an independent artist, that's a huge accomplishment within itself. So if another independent artist, you know, wanted to know, how did you do that? You know, was it mainly fans from overseas, because you're into, you know, the different genres, the different types of music? Or, I mean, how did you come about doing all of that?
I got a message from Facebook, man, that said they were letting me know that they verified my page because it was qualified. And the qualification that they gave me was I've had enough people searching my name and searching my music on Facebook, and from the data that they collect, I guess they teamed up with Google or something, but they collect that, and I had enough people searching me on Google to where they considered me a public figure. And so when they sent me that message, I looked at my page, and they had already put it up there one morning. And that's the only qualification that I know, is to just be active, and you have to have enough people searching for your content to where you're actually developing a fan base. Because I don't know if you remember, but when I first started my artist page, I think you and I jumped on a lot of your shows before, and I was struggling just to get like 200 fans, and now I'm up to 20,000. And it's like between... On occasion, I will boost my page, like just on Facebook. It'll only be like $5 here and there, so, because you're not getting a lot of fan base doing it that way. And I will go through a lot of friends who actually have friends who, or a fan base or friends list who has a deep fascination with hip-hop, or they're hip-hop avid people. Whatever you want to call them, hip-hop heads. I was trying not to use that term because I don't like it, but whatever. And they'll actually share it around and refer it. And every time I drop something new, I'm always pushing it. I have my team at the artist residency pushing it. And I have people like you and Deandra Hall. And shout out to her as well. You guys definitely always help me push my stuff when it's out there. So, you know, that's just definitely a blessing to have friends that doesn't mind actually sharing your content, and they're honest from the heart about it.
Yeah, amen. I know there's some, like I said, I know some indie artists will look at that and be like, man, how did that come about? But that's awesome, though, man. And most definitely, shout out to Deandra Smith Hall. That is my sister, I'm telling you. She's been down since the time I've started this, man. So definitely shout out to her, man. Love her and her husband, Kelvin. definitely, brother. Keep doing better with your health.
Amen.
I want to talk about your music. I want to talk about your music, man. You have a new single that's coming out called No Way. You done teamed up with a couple of different heavy hitters in the indie game. Let's talk about that a little bit. How did all that come about?
Well, man, I was I've been planning this album for like since 2016, bro. It's like my most recent single before this one is so long. I wrote a verse to it and then just left it go. And I've been trying to put this out for several years. And I originally this new song No Way was supposed to be on the album. But as I was buying instrumentals and writing and just recording, trying to collect these songs, because I just not every song I make can be an album, I found this one instrumental that reminded me of summertime. And, dude, I'm like, yo, this is an instrumental you could make something to. This is the whole concept behind the song. You could make a song to this that would literally talk about today's events. We have so many people coming against us trying to veer our focus away from the Lord and try to tell us that we're wasting our time. We just need to do things the world's way. And we as Christians, we're still saying no way. But I wanted to do it in a way to where it would tell a story, it would have a deep message, but it would also give you that summer feel. And that was the most important thing to me. I want to have that summer feel so that people can listen to this song while they're barbecuing with their family. And that's one of the reasons why I'm releasing it on the 4th is because I want people to barbecue. Barbecue and listen to this song on their playlist. I want them to be able to get a gospel message while they have family time as well. And subsequent to that, the new album, which I've been broadcasting for years, which going by the acronym R2R, is going to finally be released. Thank you, Jesus. several years in the making, but that's where we're at so far.
Amen. Definitely, man. Definitely. So the artists that are on it, you have, I believe, Gospel Man and Joshua Scales. How did you hook up? I'm very familiar with Joshua Scales. I'm very familiar with that brother. Shout out to him. And I'm so happy that he's still doing his thing. And the Gospel Man, I wasn't too familiar with him. I have heard a couple of his songs even before this one. So the brother is going in, definitely doing his thing in the CHH or gospel rap realm. So how did you team up with them, those two?
Well, Joshua Scales and I, we made an agreement like years ago to do a song together. But we couldn't find the right instrumental that would fit both of us. And so we just kept putting it on the side until something were to come up. And when I heard this instrumental, you know, at first I was sitting there like, da-da-da-da, no way, no way, no way. And I was coming up with random lyrics and melodies. And I'm sitting there like, compared to what Joshua Scales has done in the past, he would fit perfectly on this instrumental. Because as long as he keeps his style not too hype but not too mellow, it would match him perfectly. And it did, in my opinion. And as for Gospel Man, I've known him about the same amount of time as Joshua Scales. It's been about 3 or 4 years. And he did a song called My Bible with an artist named The Goose. He goes by The Goose now, but back then he was just Miguel Guzman. And that song was a pretty good hit, but I like Gospel Man's verse because he was laid back in it, but he still had more of a deep impact lyrical style. He was more about storytelling in his lyrics. And so I thought I would get him involved because I really admire the fact that he has that writing skill, and the song would be blessed because he would actually have something deep impact to say, but he would be able to mellow it out while delivering it the way that he does. And that matching with Joshua Scales' hype at the end, since he's on a third verse, I thought it flew pretty perfectly for what I was looking for. I would say that I'm highly confident about the song, the way it came out and the way everybody presented their lyrical content. and I'm absolutely blessed to know these gentlemen to actually be on the song. So I definitely want to give a shout out to both of them because they went through the works and, you know, they definitely did the job.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Now, I know you just came back from a trip a little bit, so can you talk anything about the video that y'all shot, or is that going to be a secret?
Ah, no, I can tell you. We went to Springfield, Ohio, and we met up with Gospel Man. Now, Gospel Man is the CEO of Revamp Music Ministry. They do a lot of mixing, mastering, which they mix and master the song, but they do videography. So him and his team came out, and we got several shots for the music video, and we dubbed that with the extra shots that I had already taken. And we pretty much spent a three-day trip just getting various shots for the music video. And in addition to the blessing of being able to have the video, they're also editing it. So it's definitely a blessing. And that trip, the trip was a bit of a struggle itself, man. You know, it's like the devil was really testing me, but at the end, I had an opportunity to either go through with it since Jesus had made the financial way to do it, or just say no because there happens to be some hardships coming with it. And in the end, you know, the Lord made a way, so I took it. And we definitely have something great coming for everybody.
All right. Can't wait to see that, brother. Can't wait. So what I want to do right now is let's go ahead and jump into this single, man. Let's jump into this brand new single. So go ahead and introduce it to the folks.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. This is the return of the Doc, and he's coming back. He being me, of course, with a new single called No Way featuring Joshua Scales and Gospel Man. I hope it blesses you guys for this entire summer.
I take a step back every now and again just to get away from thoughts of the sin. In that is no shame,
in that is no shame,
in that is no shame,
in that is no shame.
Daily persecuted for my love for him. They say I live a lie, Christ is a whim. Whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way.
How you feel? The God that I serve is definitely real. Laugh aloud, he's no joke. I heard a pistol jam when I should have seen the barrel smoke. Should have seen the body drop one to the head. Now it's me in the shooter with the gun in both my hands. Gain enable, this my brother. Now she hide, love protect my son's mother. I ain't done more proof, here's another, here's another. Four prison terms equal 8.5, not to mention the 5 God gave room back. Through it all, minor bruises got scrapes and a scratch. Have I healed? Have I healed? You answer that. Bias moves 39, to be exact. Compare who I am, only reason to look back. Yeah, I got a past, never forget that. Christ made a way, now I'm free and I'm saved.
I take a step back every now and again just to get away from thoughts of the sin. In that is no shame,
in that is no shame,
in that is no shame,
in that is no shame.
Daily persecuted for my love for him. They say I live a lie, Christ is a whim. Whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way,
whatever, there's no way.
No way, no way, I swim away from all the hate.
When they say,
you're never going to escape.
I pray, and then I walk it out by faith.
No shame, no shame,
lift up my countenance.
They wanna persecute me as my record is spinning, because I'm talking about the kind of life they ain't living. When I'm blinded by myself in this misplaced faith, I'm reaching out to God in the midst of this disgrace. I place my heart on my sleeve as I walk with the Lord. They can hit me, they can kick me, I won't die by the sword. Plus my soul was bought at a price no one else can afford. I stay relaxed, stay laid back like I'm riding the Porsche. Now I'm swimming in the Holy Ghost, sparking by flavor.
Beautiful, my Lord, beautiful is my Savior.
Can't ask for nothing better, you can call it pitch perfect. And really we're only scratching the surface. Yeah,
I take
yeah.
a step back every now and again just to get away from thoughts of the sin. In that is no shame,
in that is no shame,
in that is no shame,
in that is no shame.
Daily persecuted for my love for him. They say I live a lie, Christ is a whim.
Whatever, there's no way.
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 Yeah, it ain't no way I'm getting back, boy. Now I got this love and I'm not known for cutting slack, boy. Hey, day by day life as we know it, yeah, it's getting rough. Ay. Keep seeing people looking everywhere but up above. Woo. Like they too tough.
What?
So quick to judge, like the one that came to die for that won't be enough. Breaking news, he's the one to open up that door, to find that peace and find that hope that you've been looking for. Doctor said he wanted something y'all can ride to, something y'all can vibe to. Tell him to crank the volume, with the top down and all the while praising Christ too. That's how we do it, that's the only way that we can be. That's the mission in our blood, we call it ministries. Let's raise our voices, it's that mighty name that we proclaim. Let me hear you say no way, let me hear you say no way. Let me hear you say no way. There's no way, not today.
There's no way.
All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We're back with more RYC Praise. It's your man, Orlando Presents Humble, Humble, Humble. And Brother Doctrine, I'm telling you, man,
yes, sir.
That No Way joint is dope. That No Way is dope, bro.
Thanks, man. I mean, when it comes down to it, I really, and I can't like, state this enough. I really want people to be able to barbecue, you know, driving down the street with the top down, you know, just cruising during the summertime, you know, whatever the case may be. I really want you guys to feel the summer jam. Just, we're praising God for
now,
the summer, no doubt.
Yeah, amen, amen. Now, the question that I have for you is right here. You may not even have the answer. Nobody may really have this answer. But why don't we have more people blasting gospel music or gospel rap and things of that nature like they do our secular counterparts?
You mean like in the hood when you're just driving by and people are just blaring gospel,
yeah,
like regular rap?
Yeah.
I think in part it's because Christian rap isn't really a widely accepted genre. In part, because a lot of people, and I ran into a lot of people saying I'm doing the devil's work because rap is the devil's music. I'm sitting there like, I don't think the devil can own music. Like, that don't make no sense to me. With the exception of one thing, which I'm not going to say live on the air, there ain't nothing on this planet I can't do and turn it into a gospel project, music-wise, movie-wise, entertainment of any way, shape, or form. But hip-hop isn't really accepted widely when it comes to preaching Christian content through lyrics. And in addition to that, most people who are going, like, blasting music and trying to, like, really get the vibe of the music in various areas. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this because I don't want to offend nobody. But a lot of them are either not Christian or they're just not particularly interested in Christian music because their heart's fully not there yet. And then some people, you know, some people, you know, maybe their heart is there, but they just don't want to listen to it at that time. So that I'm trying to help them with an excuse. But when it comes down to it, my main answer to you, bro, is that it's not widely accepted as a genre. So a lot of people just don't like it. And you can actually preach hardcore. You could rap hardcore and have the best storytelling skills when it comes to writing a rap. But at the end of the day, a lot of people who are not Christians especially just won't find the content, quote-unquote, hard. It'll be weak to them, you know? So that's
right,
the best I can
right. say. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can understand that. I can definitely understand that, you know, that answer and everything. It doesn't scare me away, man. When I'm riding my joint, I blast it soon, so folks better understand and know it. Let's get it. But man, let the folks know how to let the folks know how they can get in contact with you. You know, if they want to book you for a show, if they want to, you know, just collab with you or anything like that.
I'll tell you what, man. My main email for that is bookdoctrine@outlook.com. And doctrine is spelled with two N's and minus D. So D-O-C-T-R-I-N-N. Just bookdoctrine@outlook.com. But if you're on Facebook or Instagram and you just direct message me through my artist page and whatnot, I'll definitely get back to you either way. Because I just did a collaboration with Adrian Blue. That just came out, and I have two more coming out after my single drops on the 4th. So I'm definitely open for collaboration right now. It just has to be Christian music, though. I cannot stress that. I've had people hit me up for secular collaborations, and I have to turn them down. It's just not in me.
Amen. Now, do you have more people asking you to rap or sing with those collabs?
They tell me to just do what I do. So I think they want me to, like, mix both of them since I do that anyway. But I feel like with the kind of songs that they were presenting to me, I feel like they were more likely trying to get me to rap generally. If I was just rapping and I threw one bar in of me singing something melodically and then go back into rap, they would still consider that all just rap.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I want to sing. I've been trying to get my voice together, man.
Right.
It's just I got to get comfortable with myself singing.
Yeah. Hey, man, it sounds pretty good to me, definitely. So that's just, you know, my opinion and everything. But
I'd just like
to thank anybody and everybody that is listening to the show and may listen to the recording. Like I said, I don't know exactly what, you know, God has in store for me, but I know right now this is it for me. You know, I'm blessed to have done this for 5 years. You know, hey, it could have been a little bit longer, but hey, I'm blessed to do this. But I'm putting majority of my time trying to get my health together and get my cleaning company really up and going. And God has been, like, showing out majorly in the past couple of weeks with my cleaning company. We're going to have a jingle being played on a local radio station here in town and everything, which we don't have to pay a dime. So that's why I said God is, like, showing off. Majorly. So
I'm so excited
about that. You know, excited about hearing that, you know, being played on the airwaves and stuff and everything. And just, you know, having something that you felt like you really an accomplishing, you know, you're accomplishing something. It's been a long time since I've really felt that way. So I thank God for that. But, man, appreciate all of y'all. And we're about to wind it down. So, yo, Doc, you got anything, last words for the people?
Actually, I do, man. For anybody listening to this, I want you guys to keep something in mind, that nothing lasts forever. My good friend Orlando here, this isn't the end of the story. He's just opening up a new chapter. And I want y'all to use him as an example. He went through 5 years of radio. And it wasn't always easy. He definitely had some hardships going through it. But he is my specific role model to endure what's being thrown at you by the devil and still push forward. He pushed for 5 years and opened up so many doors. I tell you what, that verification, that little celebrity check mark that I have, I would not have today if this man didn't come to me and say, hey, can I play your music and get you for a live interview 5 years ago? Yeah. I'm telling you, if he didn't do God's work, I wouldn't be where I am today. So when things end, it's because something better is going to begin. He's getting ready to, he is starting a new chapter in his story. And that new chapter, because of Jesus Christ's glory and grace and love for us, is bigger and better than what the last chapter was.
Amen.
So continue to push forward.
Amen.
And stay motivated and about all things, pray, because God loves that communication. And keep the faith. That's the message for today, everybody.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. God bless, man. I appreciate the kind words, man. Definitely appreciate it, brother. All glory to God. And like you said, man, just keep the faith and keep going, y'all. So love y'all. Thank you very much for y'all's support over the years. And, hey, see ya. Peace.
All right, bro. Love you, man. You take good.
You too, bro.